Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. Hosted by comedian
Benny Legs.
That's me. And joining me is my good buddy,
the man who needs no introduction,
to talk about my experience at seeing the Dave Chappelle and John Mayer concert.
Hello. Oh. Thank you very much.
And I appreciate you joining me today to talk about this concert, because a lot of people are telling me I talk too damn much and I need to get another guy in here. So, and you're the funniest guy I know. You know, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a truck driver, you've done comedy, you've done it all.
I haven't done porn yet, at least nothing out that's out there, but, you know, there's not big market on little dicks and small balls. I wish there was. I cornered that fucker. Who did you end up taking to the concert is what I'm dying to know. Because
okay.
If I'm such a good buddy and such a funny guy, I figured you'd say, yo, come on out. You can buy dinner, you can buy the drinks, you can buy the drugs, you can buy the hookers, and I'll take care of the tickets. I never got that call.
Well, you told me, the thing was, I only told you Las Vegas, right? I didn't say
yes.
Las Vegas, Nevada, and you ended up in a different Las Vegas. Because you'd always say, like, you don't have to say the state. But then your Google thing took you to the wrong place, and you never...
Now, it's funny that you bring that up, Mr. Funny Guy, because I owe you an apology. I am wrong, because you were telling me about the Kobe Beef Bryant story that took place in Denver.
Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. You said Denver, Colorado. And I said, oh, is there another fucking Denver? So my wife and I are on the swinger site, right? And we got this invite from a couple in Denver, Pennsylvania. Now, the first thing I thought was, oh, great, she's into begging, which I like this. But the second thing I thought of was, no shit, Denver, Pennsylvania. Benny Leg was right. So I sit here corrected. A little bit sore I'm sitting here because of the pegging. But I sit here corrected. You're right, I'm wrong. I'm still going to bust your balls whenever you say Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or something like that. But I sit here corrected, good sir.
You know what? You gave me an idea there for a new segment. We're going to call it Things I Need to Bring Up at a Later Date. And if you don't mind, I'm going to write down that you and your wife are in a sex cult? Sex cult? Was that the word?
Well, there's sex clubs. We're swingers. Yeah, we swing.
Okay, you and your okay. Things I Need to Bring Up at a Later Date. You and your wife swing. Oh, man. That's gonna be an episode. That's gonna be a. Whew. Okay, so Dave Chappelle, John Mayer. What a night! What a night! But it was an amazing show. Great show.
It was.
Unbelievable.
So John Mayer opened it up, huh?
John Mayer came out. He sang about five songs.
Did you do your song?
He didn't do Your Body is a Wonderland. Disappointed.
What?
Disappointed. Yeah. Yeah.
So far, it sounds like a horrible night.
No, I tell you what. That guy with the guitar is magic. Did you know that he could hear a song and then he just knows he could play it just from hearing it?
I think I read that somewhere, yeah.
Unbelievable.
He can hear it once and do it. Amazing.
Like, I marvel at genius. And I think that those two guys are geniuses. I've mentioned my love for Dave Chappelle. He's my favorite comic. And he was just, he's unbelievable. The way he commands the room, the way he does, just what he'll say anything. It was just, I laughed nonstop. Now, there was one problem.
What was that?
Okay, so you know how they take your phones? What they do is they give you a case, and it's locked, and the only way for it to be unlocked is by with, like, a magnet or something off, like, in the lobby. So you can't use your phone at all.
Okay.
At the beginning of the show, there were two comics that came up, and nobody ever heard of the comics before. They were opening acts. But if the comic was any good, and I wanted to, like, Google about her or write her down in my phone... I did not have the option. So I do not remember your name, female comic number one, but you were fantastic. And then the next guy that came on, who apparently has a Netflix special, but I can't figure out which one it is. But then there was a surprise guest.
Who was host a surprise guest.
Jeff Ross.
Really?
Yes, Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster.
How was that? Awesome?
Oh, man, he brought people up on stage. He roasted them. It was great. He was great. I loved him in that thing. You saw the thing with him and Dave Attell?
Yeah, Bob and Mike, sure.
How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I think he's real. I really like Bob and Mike. I thought it was a really good special. I really like him because he's just, I don't know if he has a bank of stuff or, I mean, I'm sure he has a bank of insults and stuff like that, but sometimes he comes off perfect, man. Off the cuff, he's really funny.
Yeah, he crushed it. And I was thinking, so I love that thing he did with the Tell with Bumpin' Mics. And I love this thing that John Mayer and Dave Chappelle are doing. And it's, to me, do you think, like, comedy's kind of like at a stalemate now because all this crap going on, nobody knows what they could say, what they can't say. Everybody's scared. They're pulling things from, like, people's 20 years in the past. People are looking for new ideas. And these, like, this Bumpin' Mics and now this Chappelle and John Mayer, I'm thinking, like, team comedy, guys just hanging out, being funny, is going to be the new wave of comedy.
That'd be great. So John Mayer and him were up on the stage at the same time, obviously, so they had a lot of interaction with each other? Or
so John Mayer did about five songs. Chappelle came out, did about 45 minutes. And then John Mayer comes back on the stage with his guitar, and Chappelle got a microphone. Well, Mayer's talking into a microphone. And Chappelle's walking with the microphone, and they're just like hanging out. They're just like bullshit. It's like you paid to see Dave Chappelle and John Mayer hang out, and it was just natural. Sure, there was bits set up, obviously, but just the things that the way it flowed, it was like hanging out with Dave Chappelle and John Mayer. It was unreal experience.
Very cool.
Doing a podcast and claiming that you're a comedian is having people on and not laugh at your jokes. It's like, it's gold. It's comedy gold.
Is to have them laugh at your joke?
What was that?
You're saying the best thing is to have somebody on that laughs at your jokes?
I forget what I said.
Wow. It's early morning in Vegas, huh?
Oh, man, come on. We just had New Year's. Are you kidding me? How was your holiday, bud?
I had a great holiday, man. You know, I mean, up until today, it was the New Year was starting out great, but, you know, we had that terrible loss in comedy, and how do you feel about it?
Wait, who died in... Somebody died in comedy? I missed it.
Ellen DeGeneres died.
Get out of here.
No, Ellen DeGeneres died, man. They found her face down in Ricky Lake.
This is a story about a recovering degenerate gambler who wanted to put $1,000 on Clemson versus Notre Dame. And when he went down the bar to deposit to make the bet, something happened that changed him forever. Find out who he ended up seeing and what happened after Clemson won that game.
You know, Benny, I gotta say, man, I was thinking about you a lot. I'm really proud of you, man. Not gambling, like you're handling it really well. You know, because obviously, you know, being your old personal loan shark, I missed the money, but B, I'm really glad that you don't, you know, you're handling everything really well. Do you miss it? Do you still get like the urge to go out and, you know? Especially being in Vegas, you feel like, hey, I want to go out and bet. You got any stories or anything that you feel like you got to get off your chest?
I'm so glad you asked that. It's funny you asked that. You're getting really good at this. You're getting really good at this, man. I'm telling you. You're getting better than me. But
I've always been better than you.
That might be true, but I would never admit that to your face. Maybe over the phone, but not to your face.
Over the phone, you fucking will.
Yeah. But, see, out here in Vegas, I quit gambling. I'm living in Vegas, and I quit gambling. I haven't gambled in, like, 2 months now. It's been 2 months. Thank you. Appreciate you. We'll update the calendar.
Howdy, Ben.
Appreciate you. Really do. Really appreciate it. We'll update the counter later on in the show. But out here, living in Vegas, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you go down the DMV for an appointment, they call you up by the last four digits of your cell phone number.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I quit using dating sites. Now I just go down there and I write down the last four digits of all the pretty girls' phone numbers in case we ever meet again, you know? That way,
nice, man.
I only need to get three digits. You know the joke.
That's good.
But anyway, so back to this gambling thing. Saturday morning came around and Clemson was playing Notre Dame. And I fucking loved Clemson. I haven't gambled. It was almost, I mean, almost 2 months, like I said. But I just got this itch. I got a fucking itch to gamble.
Wow.
Yeah. And I knew Clemson was going to win. Like, there was no fucking doubt in my mind. So I go. Yeah. No, I know. But hear me out. I go down to the local bar out here in Vegas. You could deposit into a machine, make the bet, and that's it. That's all you got to do. So I go down to the local bar to deposit $1,000 to bet on Clemson. I want to put $1,000 on it, man. I know, right? And the machine was broken. I couldn't deposit it.
All right.
So I went up to tell the bartender about it. And guess who was there? Guess who the bartender was?
Roger Clemmy.
The beautiful 8642 from the DMV.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, right? What are the odds?
Dude, in Vegas, that's crazy odds.
Unbelievable. So I'm like, hey, you know, the machine's broken, and I want to put $1,000 on Clemson versus Notre Dame. And she looks at me and she goes, Clemson versus Notre Dame? Notre Dame's going to fucking kill Clemson. You're an idiot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, who is she? So I'm like, well, oh, how about we make a bet on it, you know? I got $1,000 in my hand. How about we make a bet on it? She goes, I tell you what, if Notre Dame wins, I get $1,000. And I go, okay, well, what happens if Clemson wins? She goes, I'm so confident that if Clemson wins, I'm going to come over your house and fuck you tonight. I know, right? Like, my God. So I take the bet. I took the fucking bet. And when I left the bar, I stopped to get condoms for the night. And have you ever, like, when you buy condoms, you know that, you ever notice a difference when it's a male cashier as opposed to a female cashier?
I don't buy condoms. I don't have that much money. You know, but yes, to be honest with you, I know what you're saying.
Right, like when
there's a difference, when, yeah.
Like when it's a male cashier, like it's like a party, it's like a celebration. They're like, yeah, man, all right, you know.
My man's getting laid.
Yeah, that's yeah. For her pleasure, you know what you're doing, right? Like everybody's all happy. But then when it's a female cashier, it's like that'll be $17.99. But one day, so I go there, right, to get the condoms. And the cashier asked me a question that totally threw me off.
What was that?
She said, do you have a Walgreens card? Like, what the hell? But I ended up getting the condoms, and I bring them back to the house. And Clemson destroys Notre Dame. Absolutely destroys them.
Oh, shit.
So how long is that going to stay on?
What's that,
Benny? The thing's picking up really bad. The click.
Sorry, man. I'm driving here, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Get with it,
sucker. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on,
we're just getting to the good part of the story.
I'm going around it. Well, it's still a good part of the story. God, I'm driving here. Sorry. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Now, let me give you some advice. I need to give you some advice. When you buy a new box of condoms, you know, it's got the Saran wrap around it.
Sure.
You know. Here's
like
what,
the condom for the condoms.
There you go. Exactly. Now, here's advice. Don't wait until the girl is in the room with you to unwrap the box of condoms. Because the night ended with a disgusted look on her face and her saying, did you just buy those for tonight? And she left, and I, you know, I haven't talked to her since. But her,
she didn't pay off the bet.
No, she just left. But the good thing is, I know her registration's redo in about 6 months, so I got a I got a feeling I'll run into her again.
All right, good, man. Oh, well, so then you're still kind of gambling free. That's good.
Yeah, I didn't gamble, right? I didn't gamble. I didn't get laid, but I didn't gamble. I didn't gamble.
I think I can let you off on a technicality. If whatever team that, what was it, Notre Dame would have won, I'd be kicking your ass, man.
Right? Yeah, I know.
I'd be putting pieces of you in those condoms.
I was just so confident, though. I just knew it. It's a lock.
Yeah, I've heard this. I've heard this story.
True.
I've heard this story a thousand times before, Benny. I've heard about the lock.
I love what we just did there. That was great. Thanks for sticking around for that story. I got one more thing to tell you before I let you go.
Did that sound like fuck you up, or is it okay to be?
So I wasn't really yelling at you.
I know.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know.
And first of all, hey, I don't care if you yell. I mean, B, I don't care if you yell.
I like it. What would C be?
C would be, do you like your fucking popsicles that you have at night? Do you like them? Do you like the food, your Pop-Tart pastries, your ramen? Because that sound comes with that delivery. Because if it wasn't for me and my other fellow brother drivers and sister drivers out there, you would be starving your ass off. You'd have to go on a different diet. It'd be called the C diet. It's C, you don't have any food in front of you. But we didn't bring it. Don't get me worked up, Benny.
Who knew truck drivers were so important? You're actually more important to me now by being a truck driver than you were when you were my loan shark, believe it or not. It's amazing.
I think that, well, it's very true. Everything that you have in your house and in your, on your body has been brought to you by a truck. So don't even get me started. When people are behind me because I'm going too slow up the hill because I'm carrying their goddamn condoms and their pseudoephedrine, whatever that is, they're like, hurry up, motherfucker. Well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm the motherfucker trucker that brings you that condom.
So do you drive a lot? Do you drive a lot up to? Well, I have you here. Before I let you go, do you drive a lot up to Buffalo? Because I got this thing with Buffalo,
yes.
Right? You go to Buffalo every once in a while.
I go to Buffalo at least twice a week.
Awesome. So we got you know, the man who needs no introduction. He's here. He's in Buffalo all the time. I'm sure you'll run into him. But I got a thing going with the show. You know, the envelope man. He bet Buffalo to win the championship, and I promised to do a Buffalo segment every show moving forward because I know that they're going to win the championship and the envelope man is going to win his bet.
You know me, I don't follow baseball, but if you say they're going to win, if you say the Buffalo, the Bullies are going to win, I'm going to back them up. I will follow Buffalo baseball until the season is over, sir.
Okay, that I really appreciate your support. It's awesome that you go to Buffalo. Maybe, you know, we could do something with the school. The only thing is, like, I know you're not a sports guy, just you got to get this down. It's basketball, okay? It's not baseball. It's basketball, okay? That's it. But you're going to be in Buffalo,
got it.
So.
I won't do it again. I won't do it again. Gotcha.
All right.
And then, okay.
Now, I have an exciting announcement.
The larger of the balls. Gotcha.
I have an exciting announcement. I didn't want to make this all about me and the envelope man, you know? I wanted to make this a little bit about the school. So I donated $20 to the Buffalo Bulls, I don't know, game fund program? Some scam, I'm sure. I'm sure, you know, the basketball program is not going to get the money, but I gave $20 to it. I got the receipt if anybody has any questions. I got the receipt. My name should be in the program or the book. I better, it's not about me. It's about the kids. It's not about me. It's about the kids. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But I donated $20, and you know, I don't. Luckily, I didn't lose that $1,000. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have been able to donate. But it worked out good. It's nice. So Buffalo Bulls, they just won their last game versus Canisius. I mistakenly said that it was a conference game on the last episode. It wasn't. Their conference games actually begin, I believe it's Friday versus Eastern Michigan. So I'm excited for that. They're number 20 in the country. And just the Buffalo Bulls, support them. I'm still looking. I'll send you guys a picture. We'll put my head up behind the free throw line. Maybe you guys could hold it up. I'm still looking to do that. But hopefully, maybe you can. Maybe they could do it with the $20 I sent. Maybe they could buy all the crafts and stuff and make it with the $20. But Buffalo Bulls, they're going to win the championship. And the man who needs no introduction, keep an eye out for him in Buffalo, because he's going to be the trucks. They're all going to have big signs. I quit gambling, so I started a podcast soon. So follow those trucks.
Absolutely. I'm in. Follow the truck. I will definitely do that, Benny.
All right. Now, just me here wrapping up the show. Some things to mention. You could follow me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins. You can now follow the podcast on at Benny Leg Laughs on Twitter. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud. Go ahead, leave a review. Leave a good review. Don't leave a bad review. Leave a good review on Apple Podcasts for me. Give me a 5-star review. Build me up. I think we got a good thing going here. The Philadelphia Eagles, that's my football team, and they found a way into the playoffs. They found a way. That's the thing with this Eagles team. They keep finding a way, and I really think they're going to beat Chicago. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to relapse again, but, man, I really do feel confident the Eagles are going to beat Chicago. No, I didn't relapse. It wasn't a relapse. I didn't gamble. You know, I told the story earlier. Now's the time in the show. We update the counter to the episode without gambling. And right now we currently sit at 7 episodes. So let's update that counter to 8 episodes. Without gambling.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening.